Joining us down at the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congratulations on a big sweep as you wrap up 2017.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you very much. You're right on. I don't want to overstate the importance, but it was big. You get 6 points, you leapfrog up into a top four position, and like I said to the team just now, really enjoy this break, and the destiny is in our own hands. We take care of our own business. We can stay where we're at and even move higher.
I love seeing how everybody is contributing. From your defenseman, Mac Lange getting the game winner, to Abby Haluska getting a power play goal, a shorthanded goal again by Haley Mack. She now has 3 on the season. You get your senior in there with Emma Terrace, and of course another freshman, Paige Beebe. Everybody, it's just for you as a coach, you got to be, it's comforting to know that you've got everybody battling at the same level.
Oh, no doubt. I just told him again, my hardest decision is making decisions on who plays, and that's a credit to them. I'm not going to say we had a great first 2 periods. I thought the first part of the first period we were doing just what we wanted to do. We were getting pucks past their D, and consequently we had a lot of zone time. But then we started trying to get a little cute, drop passes and behind the back passes, and not getting pucks deep. And now we're defending. And the second period, obviously, we had some huge penalty kills. Again, Riley Fawcett came up with some huge blocks. Bergie got a big block. But we never really were able to generate a whole lot offensively. So we just talked about after the second period, I said, do we want to be a contending team? Do we want to be a championship team? Let's go out and play like we want to be one. So I was just really proud of our third period, just getting pucks to the net. It was fun to see.
I had a chance to visit in that second intermission with Lindsay Featherstone and asked her about how the Mavericks outshot you guys there in that second period. And she said, yeah, our goal is to get at least 30 shots or more in this game. And she goes, we're not even halfway there, because at that point you guys only had 14. Obviously, they took your words and took them into that third period, didn't they?
They did. Well, they just came out and they obviously getting that power play goal right off the bat was huge, That makes the hill for Mankato that much higher, and now maybe they're starting to think about Christmas break a little bit, and so that was big. And then Haley Mack comes down and just snipes one, and at that point it was now it's even bigger. So those two goals I think were really, really big after that, and then we just tacked on a couple more, so it was fun to see.
And Abby Haluska with their second goal of the weekend, another power play goal, and you mentioned that you had told her that it's time to open up the floodgates. Well, she had a couple of other good looks there late in that game, but it's nice to see her finally getting on the scoreboard.
Oh, no question. Yeah, it was just overall everybody contributed. I thought everybody who played very well. I thought Lauren Bench was outstanding, and not tested a lot, but she was big when she had to be.
Well, Lauren, with her second career shutout, that's impressive. I mean, I know your 3 goalies are battling each week to get in between the pipes, and it was a big weekend for her, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Coach, we're at the break. You'll come back and take on Mercyhurst. Did you catch their score against Ohio State earlier today?
I did not, nope.
Ohio State was up 4-2. Mercyhurst battled back with a 6-4 win. And split the series. So we know Mercyhurst isn't going to be an easy opponent when they come here to the Sanford Center.
Absolutely not. And they're always a very well coached team. Mike Sister's been around a long time, and be a good way to start the new year.
Coach, enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. We'll see you in the new year.
Kelly, thank you. Thank you again for all you do. Merry Christmas to you and Schultze, and enjoy some time off.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Another big win for this Beaver squad.